Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Welcome to the Eavesdrop Podcast. My name is Francesca. You have Delamar, Jelly Victor, and, well, our MIA producer, Jude Rocha, is with us in spirit. Welcome to episode 201. This is season 20, guys.
Oh my gosh.
Can you believe it? But more importantly, can you believe we have 200 episodes, like, in the bank? Unbelievable. Yeah.
That's crazy. How many, all that?
How many hours of us talking about life and love and nonsense is that?
Oh my gosh. Somebody do the math. Add it all up.
Crazy, right?
And to think that the listeners only get about a little more than an hour every single time, but we've been chatting for all more than that. So
right.
The bonding that's involved in all those 200 episodes, that's the one that makes me happy.
True.
Yeah.
Okay, well, we're here and we've got a brand new episode for you, but we would like to start this episode off on a high note, because we want to.
We have a call to action for the listeners.
CTA,
yes.
Call to action for all the listeners. We have discussed this person in the podcast many times. We admire her. She's beautiful. We love her sense of style. We feel that she has a lot of stories to tell. And when I say stories, not like chisme stories, but like real life stories, you know? Because she's gone through a lot. And Jelly has met her recently.
Yes, she has. I really had to take the opportunity to just, you know, bring it up while she was on stage, while everyone was lined up to have a photo. But because I had just hosted the event, you know, I kind of knew that I'd get that photo in. So pumila talaga ako. And then as soon as I was with her, even before somebody could come in for their photo, I was like, we really want you to guest on our podcast. We've been talking about you. We love you and we just really want you on the podcast. And she's like, sige, which one is it? So I told her what the podcast was, Eavesdrop Podcast. And then she's like, but you have to let me know that you guys really want me in there. And I said that the listeners have been tagging her.
Oh, yes.
To guest on the podcast, because they've done that every single time we end up talking about her. So that's your call to action. When you repost after you've listened to this episode, please post in your stories, Instagram stories, and tag @IAmHeartE. Okay, so we can have her on the Eavesdrop podcast.
Yeah,
can you guys do that for us, please? So, yeah. So she knows she really needs to be on this podcast.
Yeah, do us a solid. Do us a solid. And, you know, if you can do that as many times as you can, yung kayo, kaibigan nyo, nanay nyo, tatay nyo, kaipatid yan. Okay? Do all the stories and tag her. And hopefully, if we make enough of a commotion, she'll guest on the podcast. Oh my gosh, what kind of questions.
Right? This is going to be the heart campaign. Okay? Heart, Evangelista, I know, we know you're busy going around everywhere in the world, you know, but please, you can record anywhere.
Yes, exactly.
Right? Oh, that's true.
Plus, the recording heart is only on Zoom, so you know we will adjust to your time.
Ay, pero you know,
if we go to
Paris, let's go. I'll book the ticket now.
As long as you can, she'll have to accommodate us in her flat in Paris. Oh my God. I think that would be my first. That would be my first question for her. Like, how were you able to make a name for yourself globally? Like, wow.
Yeah, diba? It's true.
Talagang...
It's a brand. She's her brand. And she's like amazing. Anyway, dami questions. But we'll save it for when Heart guests on the show.
Yes. Not so, if, but when.
Yes.
Yeah, whenever. Yeah. We're just here.
Okay, make our dreams come true, Heart. Make them come true.
Okay, but we do have a show to get to. You guys know what to do now. But what are we talking about today?
Oh, we got topics courtesy got of topics. Jelly.
Ano ba unahin natin? Okay, this is just from the bonding that I've been doing with people. Pinagmamalaki ko na naman that I've been seeing people. So I was walking around the village with a friend and we were just talking about people's lives, not even mentioning their names and just what people are going through. And then she posed a really good question that I felt was perfect for the podcast. Are you the kind of person, be it partner, family member, sister, friend, who enables or empowers other people? So what's the difference between the two? Empowers would be somebody that helps somebody step up, helps somebody become a better version of themselves, somebody who supports people who wish to do better, be better, get better. That's the empowering kind. The enabling kind is the one who supports negative traits, bad habits. You're keeping them stuck in a situation that's not really good for them. It may be the situation that they like to be in, that's where they're happy, but you know, ultimately, in the long run, they're not supposed to be there, you know, but you support that kind of a life or environment for those people. So are you an enabler, or is there such a word as an empowerer?
We can make it.
Or are you somebody that empowers?
We'll make it so. But, you know, I know we're going to be talking about adults and adult relationships, but I do see a lot of parents enabling their children in a bad way, right?
Mm-hmm. Sometimes I feel like it even starts there.
Probably.
Parents that enable their kids, and then these kids grow up to be adults who often attract partners who enable their bad habits.
True. I feel like it just, you get like spoiled rotten kids if you enable them too much.
Because I think there is a spoiling. I've long held this belief that it's not just kids that we spoil. We spoil our spouses. Our partners, we give them what they want, even when it's not good for them. Because we don't want conflict, or we don't want them to hate us, or we don't want them to have any kind of... We want to be the deliverer of all good things to this person.
Right.
And so that need of ours becomes a way to enable them. Now, I have to say na hindi, kasi when we say, are you an enabler or somebody who empowers? The truth of the matter is, you are both. you're not totally one or the other. We have, mm-hmm. kumbaga, there's just a lot more an enabling part or there's more empowering part. Mm-mm. Ito yung mga parents or people in your life who have tough love. It's right? love, but it's mm-hmm. tough because it's going to hurt. But in the long run, the payout is better. Mm-hmm. You won't get it now. You're going to not like it in the moment. But fast forward to 5-10 years, you're going to thank Mm-mm. the person who, you know, did or did not do Mm-mm. something you wanted. And yeah, so feeling ko, yeah, we can't spoil our partners. That happens.
Right.
I think I'm like that.
Are you?
Yes. But I mean, am like a spoiler.
I think in all things there is a balance, but I do get it. Like, there's vices, you know. Let me see. Okay, so Al and I have, you know, a relationship with food. We love it. We love it. And then sometimes when we do go overboard, we enable each other to eat, overeat, or excessive or junk food. So the times that he tells me, oh, mama, maybe you should not eat so late at night, mapipiko na ko kasi I'm like, I'm hungry. I want it, right? Why are you saying no? Like, after all this time, why are you saying no to me? But then I told him, I realized the morning after, so I'll huff and puff and not eat. Go to bed angry, whatever. Song song. But then I realize in the morning, I'm like, you know what? Thank you. Thank you for stopping me yes, from eating yes. so late at night. Mm-hmm. So yun. So we do. I mean, we have this cycle. We enable each other. But then also he empowers me in a sense. Na parang, don't
limit.
Do it.
Limit.
May limit. Uh-oh, may limit. Uh-oh. Right.
That's so why gradations talaga. Are you an enabler? Tsaka, you could be an enabler in the food part of your lives, but in finances, no, uh-oh.
Oh,
diba?
True.
May ganon. Meron naman, galante sa pera, pero sa pagkain, nako, kailangan, you're fit. You have to look this way. You have to be a size this. You know? So, before we even start talking about it, it's not like you're just one or the other.
The other, right.
You have both in you. Mm-mm, so mm-mm. What you need to know is to identify the part that's more of you. Ako, I really am an enabler.
I mean, she admitted it, guys.
Uh-oh. Talaga, I can see it.
To a fault? Or?
Okay, so in terms of like my children, for example, I'm an enabler, but the relationship is such that when I just change my face, tapos na usapan. Because I don't say no. Mm. So by the time you hear me say no, that's a really solid no.
Okay.
And there's a reason why.
Right.
Okay. And I'm very open with being a softie. I ako cards on the table ako all the time with my kids. Eh. I go, listen. The truth is, you're going to test my boundaries. The problem is, mom doesn't want to make you feel bad. But you shouldn't take advantage of that. Mm. You need to know where your limit is. Because if I start getting angry, you're not going to like it. I don't even like it. Like, there was this one moment where I had to spank one of the kids. And I was so very, very open. Sabi ko, I hate this part of parenting. I don't like this. But we've had several times that we talked about this and you don't seem to understand. Mm-hmm. Now a consequence has to appear. The next time this happens, this is the consequence / punishment. Parang ganon. Mm-hmm. And then I think we were still in the Philippines. Yeah, so nagkaroon na spanking, ganyan. Ko, nakita nila, umiiyak talaga ako. I was crying. Like, I was crying. Crying. And I felt in that moment, they understood. Like, okay, it hurts her.
Yeah.
It hurts her. She doesn't want to do this. And so, may pag-enabler, pero meron akong parang fail-safe. I have that thing where may limit tayo, ha? Wag niyo akong, don't test me. Kasi mabait ako mabait. Pero pag pinush mo ko, you get the dragon. Mm-hmm, for sure. Mm-hmm. So, with my kids, that's pretty much set. But in friends and romantic, my husband, oh, may pagka-enabler talaga ako.
Go, go. Like, go ahead. Go, go. Go do it. Go do it. If it makes you happy. Ganon?
Oh, good I hardly stuff, say no.
With the good stuff, I think, you know, it's perfectly okay to be, to allow them, you know, like, go, go, go. I'm talking about, like, with things that you know it's really not good for them. You know, they're really not going to benefit from this. For example, for example, let's say a married couple, and then the husband doesn't do anything. He's not working. He doesn't do anything around the house.
Get the F I'm asking, out of my house.
Would you be an enabler or an empowerer? Sige, we'll stick with that. But kasi mas madali. Kasi nakikita mo nang ganun, and that's not good for him. Right. Wala siyang ginagawa. He doesn't take care of himself. He's not doing anything at home. He's not helping you out. Tapos bibilhan mo pa ng PS5 to lock that habit in. You know, like that. With the good stuff, with, you know, wanting to enjoy food or traveling, all those, okay lang yun. But when you know it's getting to a point where it's no longer serving them in the long run, when it's no longer good for them, are you an enabler of that? Or do you empower them to get out of that? The same way, like, for example, you have friends who always get into money problems. Papautangin mo pa ba? Or are you going to put your foot down and say, you know what, you have to figure out how to get out of this yourself. Otherwise, you're never going to get out of this cycle. So are you going to empower them to enable... empower them to get themselves out, or are you going to be an enabler so they stick in this cycle, in this routine of theirs? Yung mga ganun.
Yeah. Kasi kung ganun yung example, it is pretty extreme because you both know it's not the right thing for them or for the relationship. Immediately, for me, instinct tells me it's not the person in question. It's not in this scenario, it's not the husband. What is the woman feeling by giving it to the man? Kasi alam mo na eh. Bakit mo ibibigay? Kasi meron kang nakukuha. Whether you want to keep this guy, maybe it's your way of making sure he stays. Kasi some women do it that way. I'll do everything for you. I'll do everything. I won't be jealous. But you just stay. And as long as you don't have work, you will need me.
As keep you in a pathetic situation.
Yes.
Wow. So wala kang kwenta, so you stay.
Yeah. So it's not the person, it's not the husband. It's the enabler. What's your issue? What? Why won't you do the right thing? Because there's a payoff to you. Okay, case in point. I had a friend who married this girl. So all of us thought it was like match made in heaven. They're both gorgeous, like super guapo, super ganda, personality intact, pedigree, blah, 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 blah. But so 2 years into the marriage, another common friend of ours told me that the wife would specifically put a lot of rich food in the husband's diet. Kasi ayaw niyang pumayat yung asawa niya. Kasi pag pumayat yung asawa niya, he will start getting compliments from other girls. It's that, that's what I'm talking about.
Whoa.
So, maraming in this scenario, ganyan. Maraming ganyan. Niya yung appetite, the literal appetite of the husband, so that she can keep him. So that he won't stray.
But
mataba eh, ganon. But did they, all of that.
But they met when they were in peak form? Like,
Yes.
And then somewhere down the line, she said, I'm just going to make you chubby
She never said it.
Is it subconscious?
No, she told our common friend. not the husband.
Oh, wait. So it was her plan talaga? She was very aware?
She told our close friend.
Whoa!
The best man at their wedding.
Whoa!
That's really why she does it. Like, rich food. True enough, the guy bloats, like, big.
Really?
But guess what? He still cheated on her.
Aye! He cheated on her.
Yeah. So, this is what I'm saying. The enabling is not always kabaitan. Okay?
It's not always kabaitan. So, there's malicious intent?
There could be malicious intent. There could be just a weakness. Right? And you can't say no. Eh, takot ka. Hindi ka malakas or something. Whatever. So, these things could happen. People do enable. But what is the enabler getting out of it? If you're the kind who empowers, we don't even have to talk about that, right?
Yeah.
You're good. But the question is, if you've already identified yourself as an enabler, what is the payoff of that enabling of yours giving you?
Interesting.
Right?
Ano kaya? Aside from having them stay.
Some of them don't want conflict.
They don't want conflict.
Ayaw mag-away.
Okay. They just want to keep them happy, appease them.
Keep them happy so that you will love me. Because if you love me, if you're happy with me, then you won't leave me. A lot of people are like that. And even years into the marriage, you know, they could still do that. So.
With parents naman, you come across those na they provide everything for the kids that the kids don't have a backbone anymore. You know, these kids grow up to be adults who can't provide for their own families because the parents have provided them everything. Kinasal, binigyan ng kotse, binigyan ng bahay at lupa. Tapos alam nilang may mamamana pa sila sa magulang.
Mm-hmm. Oh my God, I know somebody like that and I hate him.
Wala yung ambition, wala yung walang resilience, walang drive. Because... Bruh. They know all of this is flowing in regardless.
So, that's a parent. Why would you enable your child like that? Because that's a really good example because I know a person who is so spoiled. He's a grown-ass man. His family has like probably bailed him out multiple times on stupid shenanigans, you know, and continues to give him a job at the family company, you know. And he just whatevers. He's very, very spoiled. So as a parent, because this in my head, like, it's like, I can't even comprehend it. Like we would never do that to our kids, but there are parents who indeed do this. So what's their payoff? The parents in this scenario.
The task when a parent is, the parenting style is, I just want to take care of you. You just want to take care. Not knowing that you're not going to be there their whole life. You will die ahead of your kids. And so if you don't invest in equipping this child with how to live financially, mentally, socially, everything, pag nawala ka, saan siya pupulutin?
Right.
That is the essence of why we equip our children.
Yes.
Why we teach them all of these things. Because we know that there will come a time we will not be around. And they need to stand on their own two feet. They need to know their power. They need to know they have choices. Kasi hindi sa lahat ng bagay andyan tayo eh. So the question was, what are these enabling parents getting?
Yeah. What's the psyche here? What are they thinking?
Many things. Oh, go ahead, Joe.
One could be overcompensating because they're not around.
Yes.
You know, I will just provide because the parents think that that's what the kids will need. So I will make sure you have that because I'm also trying to make up for the fact that I'm not around. So, you know, if you come back to me and say, you were never around, but I provided you all of these. May resibo ako kung bakit wala ako sa buhay mo. Possible as well that that's what they got from their parents. You know, like my parents provided for me, so my responsibility to you is to provide for you. Medyo nawala lang yung making sure that the child also knows how to provide for themselves.
Yeah, yeah.
But that's one I see.
I think sometimes it's also the part where it's really the parents' anxiety of their own. Like, I'm scared that nobody will take care of me. This is how general generational curses start.
Right, right.
When you can't see that you are giving your anxiety to your kids, pero it's hidden. Hindi, kasi hindi kailangan niya to, kasi kailangan niya to, kailangan niya. Ano ba talagang, baka yung pangangailangan mo as a parent because you feel alone.
That makes sense. This is why
you really have to, in every situation, before you look at anybody else, you gotta look at you. Kasi ang dami talagang nami-miss.
True.
You're always looking at somebody else. What are they doing? No. What are you doing?
Mm.
You can only be responsible for your own actions. Mm-hmm. And once you're clear with it, with yourself, kaya I think that's the three of us have this in common, where we understand that we won't be around with our kids as much as we would like to, but we want them to be strong. We want them to have this independence we seem to have, because that's the thing that will give them success in life. Whether we're here or we're not. And that's what we want, right? And now, yung mga fears natin, we're so clear about it, na akin to. This is mine. This is not my child's.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I think, I hope tama. But if I could say this, I think our kids are in a better place because we know that part.
Mm-hmm.
Siguro meron tayong pagkakulang sa ibang bagay. Pero sa itong major na to, feeling ko...
This department?
Kasi all of us are survivors. That's why we won't spoil our kids that much. Now, we will fight their battles for them? No. Because if I'm truly honest with myself, when I fought the battles, the hardest battles of my life, my parents were not around.
Right.
And where did I get that? Where did I get this? From them, because they handle their lives by themselves too. So in as much as there are generational curses, there are generational blessings.
Wow,
that's,
I love
that's
it.
That's ours. Not,
yeah.
He knew good.
It's also a way for you to see things.
Yes.
True.
Uh-oh. Yeah. I guess this is a great question to the listeners of this episode. Like in all your relationships, check mo sarili mo, sa nanay mo, sa tatay mo, sa mga kapatid mo, kaibigan, jowa, anak, lahat. Are you an enabler or are you somebody who empowers others? Even when it's you tend to be the bad guy for a couple of years.
True.
Kasi alam ko si Monica, kayang-kaya niya 'to eh. Kaya-kaya niya to kami ni Jelly. Kaya namin pero masakit. Si Fran kasi hindi. Ito yung tama eh. Ito yung gagawin natin. Okay? Masakit man, hindi.
Yes.
Oh, basta ito yung tama eh. Kami ni Jelly medyo, pero paano? Paano? Pero si Fran.
Hirap. Hirap.
Tayong dalawa hirap. Pero kaya natin kaibigan si Fran. Kailangan natin ng konting ng energy niya.
Us.
Yes, kasi alam mo yung mga secret conversations namin sa LA ni Monica, ganon. Oo, may mga conversations kami na ganyan. No, I'm really your friend, okay? I'm always gonna fight for you.
Yes, oh my God.
I'm only thinking of you. Team yeah. Jelly, Team Delche.
Yes. Love it. I see it with siblings as well. Yung mga... There, and I understand that on the part of one sibling, there's just so much love. But because you support this other sibling so well, they're not able to support themselves anymore. And I guess it's also because on the part of the other sibling who's supportive, it makes them feel like I have a purpose. Mm-hmm. You know, like I'm taking care of someone. They feel... validated, they feel good about themselves, but you're also not helping that other sibling. I see it with friends. lagi ka kasing nandyan din. Lagi mong, parang yes. whenever they get into trouble, you're there to help them out. How right. will they learn to do that for themselves? Medyo minsan kailangan nilang mahirapan to get themselves out so they know they won't do that again. Because true. If you're always going to lighten the load for them, they're never going to feel the weight of that load.
Mm-hmm.
You know? So
true.
Ay.
Parang yung sabi mo, yung parent na palaging inaalagaan lahat ng kailangan ng anak, they call it a lawnmower parenting.
Lawnmower?
You mow the lawn. Kasi pinapatag mo na lahat ng lalakaran niya eh.
Oh, wow!
Oo.
Yes!
Wala na siyang atupagin eh. Pero
oh my.
Growth, real growth, character building doesn't happen in the comfort zone.
I agree, 100%.
It just doesn't. I mean, as much as we hated all the bad stuff we went through, the truth of the matter is they built us bones. That's why we can stand straight right now. Mm-hmm. Masakit yun, di ba? Si Monica nga, pumunta pa doon sa Ferris wheel sa Moe. Eh.
Speaking every time I see it, I think of right? you.
People tag me too. If they go to Moa and they see it, and then they tag me, oh, friend.
Kasi si Monica,
you come to mind.
Tsaka talaga yung view niya, diba? Ferris wheel and the sea.
Talaga naman.
Crying in my car. Oh my God, buntis. Grabe.
You know what, Mon? Speaking of, I remembered pala, I needed to tell you this. You need to go there and create better, happier memories. Para hindi na magsistick sa'yo na...
That's but a, I do have a laugh like, at it. Sige, pupunta ako IKEA, tapos on my bag, I'll take a photo with all my IKEA bags. Happy memories!
Masaya na siya.
Masaya na ako.
That's my favorite hangout, by the way. IKEA.
Isn't it
oh
the
my
best?
God, I love that place so much.
I'm Julian gonna check out IKEA in Korea.
Oh, wait,
check
that
in Korea.
IKEA in Korea.
Wait, are you sure you'll even have time to go around IKEA? Because I feel like there are too many things you'd rather see than...
True. Pero mainit na yon sa Korea. It's summer.
How hot?
It's as hot as so hot as Manila.
The men are less clothed.
Eh, di ba conservative sila? Diyos ko.
Ano conservative? That's so not true.
I don't know.
They are not.
I don't know why my Google
is
drama.
Cook is not with his know, song and his choreography.
Right, but he still wears a jacket. I'm like, dude, just take it off. Just be hubad, okay? Just be naked already.
His choreographer pala for 7 Brian is Puspos. A Filipino. I know.
Brian Puspos, yes.
I'm going to send him a message. Ask him to guest on the podcast. Wala lang.
Sige nga. Oh my God.
Oh, you should see. I want to hear about the dance. How he came up with the dance.
Him and his wife have a wedding dance. It's so nice. It's like pinned on his Twitter. But anyway, so Jungkook has that new song. It's called 7. And Brian Puspos was one of the choreographers and one of his dancers when he did his whole press tour. But what was nice about this story is when Jungkook and Jimin were younger, I don't know how many years ago, but they danced to one of Brian's choreos for this sexy song, like in their practice room. Yeah, and they've been doing his choreo, so it was like a nice full circle moment.
Yeah.
Na ano. Yeah, so it's
galing.
Nice.
Ako sa totoo lang, alam niyo kung sasayaw man ako sa TikTok. Alam niyo, kung sasayaw man ako sa TikTok, alam ko na
when you dance on
you
TikTok. When, not if, when.
If kasi kung meron man akong isasayaw sa TikTok, alam mo ko ano, hulaan nyo.
Ano?
Gento.
What?
SB19!
Seriously?
Taray ha?
What?
Do it.
Like that?
Hindi.
Which
yet,
part? Hindi ka choreo del yung other
what
parts
part?
Of the song?
No, that one. Okay. Yung usong-uso ngayon.
Wow, Del.
Nako, kung alam nyo lang, how many times
droppers.
Kung pinapanood yun para iniisip ko, ano ba, ito na ba? Ito na ba, ha?
Let's do it! Guys, you know what to do. Please tell Delamar to push
through. That's your second CTA.
Call to action. We want to see you dance this.
Hindi, if you see it, kasi nakaka-astig eh.
Ganda ng choreography. Correct. SB.
What's the
They've
song?
They've been doing
What's
it all over the world. It's Gento. G-E-N-T-O. Ganda ng choreo.
Ang ganda, diba?
Ganda.
Ano eh. I forget who was the girl. No, was it a Korean dancer who danced the thing? And I was like, wait a minute, that sounds Filipino. Tapos OPM pala. Ay, kaganda naman eh.
Kaya maganda siya kasi they've been doing the dance from
the dance.
Like all over the world. Other nationalities, they've been doing the
really?
Dance. It's so nice to see. Yeah.
Do you guys follow Gabrielle Mansour? Do you guys follow?
I think so. Let me check.
So
who's that? Is that
guy.
A dancer?
Well, he's a guy. He's a gay guy.
Uh-huh,
but
uh-huh.
He dances so well, and he's ripped. He oh. is ripped.
Ito ba yung kalbo in England?
No, this guy. Ay nako, sa kanya ko kasi na un hindi si yeah. Pero ang you tell me what you think of. So this is what he looks like. Okay, this is. Okay.
Ay,
Whoa! Hello! Holy cow!
Look at the
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself
and for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas, big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
Body, right?
Look at the body. That's like Thor's body right there.
But he's super girly. So the kaya ko siya finalo kasi he came up onto my feed and I was like, wait, my eyes are confused because you look like a guy, but dances like it's a real gender bender. Parang yes. Ganun, you're so confused, right? But then when I started following him and then I saw him dance the Gento. Ano ba, how do you say it? Gento?
Gento.
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 Gento. Gento.
He danced anyway. To it too? Oh my God.
He danced to it and I was like, what? And this guy is Spanish or Brazilian or one
Brazilian.
Of them?
Brazilian.
Brazilian, tama ba? Oh, cute siya. Anyway. What's the second topic? Commercial lang po yon.
Commercial. Oh, speaking of, another commercial break about sexy guys. So I saw an article.
In our world, ang mga ads at commercials po ay magagandang lalaki. Mga,
yes. Has to be. Okay. With the moves and the bod.
Alam niyo na yung algorithm namin.
Yes. So there's an article about famous TikTokers, male TikTokers who are like chefs or who cook, and it's almost porny. It's like super.
I know this. I have one.
Yeah.
Me too. Me too. But it's too much. This is a bit much.
Yeah. Like they're like this.
Who's and then, yours?
Yeah. Del, I don't follow any of them, but I did look through the whole article and I clicked each and every one of those. Some were too much, but some like classy and okay naman yung food. So you tell me yours.
He just came up on my feed because on Instagram now it's, you know, they advertise other accounts, right?
Yes.
So I just saw it, but it was a cooking thing. So I was watching it because I'm always watching cooking shows, mm-hmm. right? But then when he started touching the produce, I was like, wait a minute, what's happening? Right? And then the way that he would lick an ingredient, yes. it's like, this is a bit much for me. Okay, I'm here just for the recipe.
It's what you told yourself in the beginning.
I think we might be talking about the same guy. Is this the one, even the way he dips his fingers into the sauce?
Yes.
You already know what
makes
he's trying
what?
To make
makes
you think.
What? Makes you what, Jel?
Makes you feel... what kind of way?
Fill in the blanks, okay? I will not assume. It makes you what?
So, yes. I think I know which one you're talking about. But for me, like, I saw a couple of his videos and I'm like, oh my God, this is hot. But after a while, naumay din ako.
Like,
it was too much.
I agree. I've seen
like,
it.
Like, for me, I'm like, why are you doing that to food? I want to, you know, the food that he makes... creates, cooks, it looks like it's good. But because I saw the process in making it, I'm not so sure I still want to eat that.
May hidden diba? Ingredient.
The dip ng finger.
Is it hygienic?
It's safe to say no. Kasi the way...
Oh, yung face.
Kasi remember
Jelly.
Oh nga Jelly. Kung nakikita niyo lang yung video ni Jelly, si Jelly talaga. Alam mo Josa ka talaga eh. Parang you exude sex.
Sexual goddess.
You're
that's
very
what you are.
Sexual. Yeah.
Oh, one more. So I'm watching Ito One Class and Park Seo Joon is my new crush. Even
right.
though he has that stupid haircut. That only he can pull off, really. Like it's like this
so
weird
funny.
Bowl. Cut.
So after Itaewon Class became extremely popular, a lot of guys got that haircut.
Hindi ba guys?
Hindi cannot.
But I saw a compilation of videos of guys who did get that haircut with their girlfriends, their partners, their wives making fun of them. Kasi talagang dumb looking. Have you finished the whole show?
Did not
you
yet. I'm on like episode 11. David and I are watching it. It's our new K-drama thing.
I'll comment the thing, when you're done with it.
You can only... Yes.
That's
he's so handsome there. Pero in Ito One Class, kasi yung buhok niya ganito. Like a straight ass line and like a buzz cut. And you can only pull that off if you're him. And you're tall.
Yes.
Right? He's
you're
so
handsome.
Tall.
You need to be handsome.
Oh. He's going to be the new Marvels. If I remember correctly.
Higop King yan.
Huh?
They call him the Higop King.
Is that, because is of, he the
because
one?
Because of the way he kisses.
Okay, well, he hasn't kissed in the show, so I didn't know that was him. Rar,
even more.
Okay, and he's also very age appropriate. You know, he's like 34. My Jungkook is only 27. You know, I feel like.
See, Jungkook. Wait, hold on. What did you say? 37?
34.
34? My God, 16 years younger than me.
Pero pwede na, kasi 30s. Ayun, that's his haircut there. I mean, he looks cute there, but on other guys, that's not gonna, it's not gonna fly.
You have to have a strong face.
Yeah. Anyway, okay, commercial break over.
is it really?
Sino pa ba? Sino?
Can't we have longer commercial breaks?
Oo nga, please. Sana may commercials pa. Ito yung mga ads na hindi mo isi-skip eh.
True. If all ads were like that. Yes. Okay, sure.
Okay. What was your second one, Jelly? What was your second
breakup
situation?
Long-term relationships.
Ah, okay.
Like, how do you deal with that? Like, what's the best, if there is such a thing as the best course of action for breakups from long-term relationships? We're talking a span of more than a decade.
Yeah. My goodness.
don't know.
So this situation is coming from a conversation you had with a friend, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, with a group of friends, because we had one friend coming out of like a 13, 14 year relationship and chatting with groups of friends. We had one group feeling like just cut ties. Ayan, Monica, notice how I emphasize cut ties, hindi katay.
Kasi si Fran kanina when we were doing pre-prod for the ano, sabi ni Jelly, cut ties. Sabi ni Fran, what? Cut tie?
Like to slaughter true feelings.
I know.
No, but you know what? This idea scares me. Being in a long-term relationship, 14 years, 15 years, and then all of a sudden deciding to separate. Like recently, diba Justin Trudeau and his wifey?
Wife, yep.
Yeah.
They're separating.
And I don't know how many years they've been together, but I would assume it was a lengthy relationship. So he put out a press release on Instagram, you know, that they're going to separate. So, and then you hear it in random stories and also your personal stories. But I get it, like celebrities like, whoa, you've been together for so long and then you're going to separate. Yeah. Like, so it scares me, this idea.
Yeah. Scares me too.
Right?
Because I think being brokenhearted when you're young is different. And being brokenhearted at middle age or later in life is different.
Yeah, so I know, right? Okay, so lengthy relationship, there's so much history there. You know, shared history. There's ties that bind. There might be children. You know, there may not be, but I mean, that's a lot. So I don't know. That's why I really work on my relationship with Al, but it doesn't get, but that's life. It happens, you know?
Yeah.
Life happens. So I don't know. I wouldn't know what to do.
Yeah. Cause the question was in Jelly's friend situation, it was a question of, do you just cut off completely or kind of still talk to each other every once in a while? And this is a specific case because the couple didn't have kids.
No kids
for this one. Kasi pag may anak kayo, imposible hindi kayo mag-uusap.
Right. It's a different level. Mm-hmm.
Iba yun eh. You can't get rid of each other. Mm. I mean, you could, but you'd be jailed.
The person's not willing, but you know, there's so many elements to it. Oh, when I think about it, it makes me sad.
Yes, especially if there are kids. Because if you have kids, are you going to show that you're not speaking to their dad or to their mom? Mm-mm. Is that really how you're going to handle it? Because it doesn't look like it's the best way. It's not even realistic. Especially if the kids are still young and the parents still have to make decisions on behalf of the kids.
Right.
You still need to talk to your ex. No matter how much you hate each other, you're going to have to. Oh, you can talk to each other through lawyers, but that's extreme. Mm. So sa akin kasi, prior to having kids, let's say in the previous relationships that didn't work out, okay na ako, wag na tayo mag-usap. For a while. Until the message is down to a cellular level on my part that I don't have any more feelings for you. Because otherwise it will mess me up.
True.
It's done that. I've had those. And I don't.
Uh-oh. What if you have, let's say, a business together? Or, you know, you just work together.
Mahira. That's going to take a lot of maturity. I mean, let's say in an ideal situation, you separate after a long-term relationship. I do believe that there should be distance put in somewhere there. Like there has to be boundaries set. You have to go your separate ways because you did choose to separate, right? So there's no like, you know, joining, like we can't do the stuff that we used to do. Cannot be. There has to be some side of definitive line there. And then if you do gosh, if you do work together, yeah, you're just going to have to be very mature and professional about it, I feel. I mean, that would be how I would approach things. As brokenhearted as I would be if I had to separate from somebody. Oh my God, that's so... I don't want to think about it. It's so hard.
Napektuhan talaga
siya. Oh my goodness. Because, you know, shit happens. I mean, I'm very, very aware of this. Like...
Yeah, yeah.
Probability.
It really, you know, is hard, especially since, you know, the relationships have all merged. Like the friends, you've been hanging around the same group of friends. Your families are close to each other. Everyone identifies you with this other person. And then all of a sudden, you're going places solo. Mm-hmm. And for the ones who don't know, they'd be like, oh. Asan si ano? Or yung habang nagkukwentuhan, lalabas lang yung name ng dating partner. Yung mga ganun.
I know what's gonna make me feel better. I feel maybe the reason why the separation is occurring is very, very important.
Yep. Kasi right now, we're not, that's blank.
Yeah. So,
but let's, you're right. Kasi yun yung importante. Because let's say your partner cheated on you. Mm. Let's say you share a business, you share a show, or you share something, a means of livelihood, what are you going to do?
Mm-mm.
And you're going to have to weigh your options. Like, I could just take it because it hurts, but I can't let go of this job or of this business together. Mm-mm. Mm-mm. We need to make this work.
Yeah, yeah.
Because I think that's the part where you're going to have to be a grown-up.
You're going to have to suck it up.
Yeah, you're going to bleed in some parts.
Yeah.
But another part of you goes, yeah, we got to do this.
We got
to, You got to bleed all the way. Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, you're going to bleed all the way until it's better.
Right.
Until it stops bleeding and you heal and then you're fine.
Agree.
But what a difficult.
But
difficult.
I would assume, Sana, if it was like this long-term relationship and then you just kind of evolved separately. I mean, this is like the most ideal, like less painful thing. Both of you decided like, hey, we're not really meant to be together. So that would be easier.
What if only one party feels that way and the other one still wants to What's the best course of action pag ganun naman?
Suck it up.
For the one who still wanted... Yes. Who still wants to be in the relationship.
Oh, because the other one doesn't, right? It's clear. Mm. Like, it's clear as day that the other person doesn't want to be with you anymore. Yet you share something, like a partnership or a business. Kasi business mo din yun eh. So don't let it... You cannot let that affect you, I feel. For me, that would be my course of action. I'm like, okay, I'm going to deal with this internally. Let me take a vacation and let me cry it out. Let me figure
then
it
I'll
out.
Be okay.
And then I'll be okay, but I have to be okay until I'm really okay. Ganun eh. Ganun ako. Like, I'll be shitty and feel bad. I'll cry about it and eat all throughout whatever process that would be. But I will not fail my business. I will not show up for sure.
Kasi ako, I think of it, the last career I had, let's say that, kasi pag show, iba yon. Kasi that's art.
Yeah.
And you're dealing with feelings. You know, kasi pag business, bottom line. To, yan, oh. Think, ako kay, madali sa akin yon. I think I can do that.
Mm-mm.
But if I were to perform,
right?
Let's just say, like, if your producer, your director, your co-host was your ex. I mean, I don't think so.
That's like, so hard.
No, yeah, that's okay. I loved you.
Would you leave?
We gotta part ways.
You would?
The show.
Uh huh.
I'll make up my own show.
that's what happened with Do you watch? Oh, I've never watched it like fully. Riverdale. So two of the actors on Riverdale, maybe first and second season, they were together, and then they broke up. Pero, syempre, they still have to do the show. It was a big show.
Yeah. And and then you have to kiss?
Whatever.
This is,
hi, heat up.
But didn't that happen to Big Bang Theory, Kaley Cuoco?
Yes.
And, yeah.
The guy.
Leonard.
Yes.
Leonard. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
They got together during the show. They broke up. And Kaylee even went on to marry somebody else, but they were still friends. That's kaya nila. Ako hindi ko kaya yon, kasi it's the heart. If it's the bakit madali, but if it's the heart, nako mahirap. I don't know.
I'm not sure.
How about you, Jelly?
Kaya ko, but I made sure I never put myself in that situation. I never dated anyone in my industry.
Smart girl.
Talagang. From like never any, not one of my classmates, no one in school. Yung makikita ko araw-araw, no talaga.
Sabagay ako rin ano? I didn't date anybody
rin.
In the, how about you, Monica?
Hell no. Oh, fuck.
No, thank you. I had enough drama outside.
Yeah, the station, the radio was your sanctuary.
Right. What is that saying? Like, don't shit in your own backyard or something?
Yeah, don't shit in your own backyard. There's a movie called He Says, She Says. It's Kevin Bacon and Elizabeth Perkins. And they are columnists. And they were vying for the same job as a columnist. And then they kept fighting, they kept fighting, they kept fighting. They were given a TV show. So in the TV show, they also deal with political issues, but they're always at odds. He's always doing pro and the other one's doing a con. Or, you know, they're always on opposing sides. Anyway, they fall in love. But then the conflict of the rom-com was they were going to break up and what would happen to the show? She threw a mug at him. Because he was talking about a merger in the highway that they were talking about. But in her mind, it was the merger of, are we going to get married? We've been living together for 3 years.
Right. Oh my gosh.
One of my favorite rom-coms. He Says, She Says. It's just try to catch it. But
who's yung
ganun, Kevin Bacon, Elizabeth Perkins, and some other...
Nakasabi mo lang kung sinong nanda. Sorry. He Says, She Says.
Oh, pero yun. Hindi ko kaya yun. I don't think I can do that. No.
I think I just flash back to parts of my relationship with Al when we would fight a lot and Sweet Ecstasy was still there. And it was like, I realize now though, when push comes to shove, though my my characteristic is like I'd suck it up and do it and I'd get over it. But if it takes a toll... on your mental health, like psychologically, mentally, na parang being in this kunwari business together after you've separated is not good for you, then I would probably figure out something else to do. What to do next? Kasi you have to know, like in all things, your limit and your boundary. Hanggang kailan? I mean, until when will you suck it up and be okay? Right, but if you don't want to, then wag na, and then nothing lost naman. Because I remembered when we would fight, I'd be like, "Eh, di sayo, go, take it." We'd have those fights. I'm like, "Okay, go. You want to run it? Run it. I'll do something else." Pero early years na yan. Hindi na yan.
But it's really amazing how you've gotten to this point, Mon,
so
for you
hard.
And Sir Al.
Lots of talking, lots and lots and lots of talking, which is my favorite thing to do with him naman talaga. I mean, we had explosive fights, you all know. And then now they're still kind of explosive, but there's like this like, okay, let's talk about it kind of thing, you know. I still rolled my eyes.
Because I think that's what's different. Like... Mm-hmm. That part of you that needs to fight, and I know that part is strong in you, girl. I don't think you're going to respect someone who can't handle you.
Right.
Who's going to back down.
It, right?
Yes.
Yeah. So in a weird way, it's a mating dance.
Wow.
It's a maiden dance.
It's very animalistic. Diba? Yes, we drew blood. Yeah. Yes.
But there's a part of the both of you where it's so, in all your stories, to me, yun yung standout. Palaging, meron kayong point na, no, wait, what's happening? I need to listen. I've heard you say that. Like, you actually thought of, wait, what is he saying to me? How am I going to defend myself? What is he really saying? And I remembered you had told us a fight where Al had talked to you the next day and told you in his terms how he was viewing the fight. Mm. And for you, it wasn't like that at all. But when he said it, parang sayo, oh, I get it now. Kasi yung point na magagalit ka was a different perspective.
Right.
But once you saw it in the way that he was viewing it, it was like, oh. And I think that's the part that's great about how you interact during conflict. Mm-mm. There's that space that's very sacred. Hindi siya nawawala na parang, wait, how do I see it from his point of view? How do I see it from her point of view?
And I think that's very important because our knee-jerk reaction to fights is like being defensive. Like, I'm going to defend myself. Always, right? Now, I still feel that a little bit, but it's like, now I know, I need to take a step back. Sandali lang. I'm not going to be super, super defensive. And we had to talk to David about that because we were talking about something and it was a little critical of something that he loves. And then he got so defensive. I said, no, baby, no, it's not. We're just talking and we're giving our opinion and it's okay that we have these other thoughts, right? You don't have to be so defensive about it because we're not naman attacking. So I realize in all interactions, that is super important, that space in between. But it's so hard, right, to remind yourself na kailangan yung space before you react.
How to remember it in the moment, but also maybe not in the moment, but once you've gone to your corner, it's a way to remind yourself, okay, this is how I feel. But wait a minute, how does he feel? Mm. How does she feel? Mm-mm. Kasi ako, right now. Kasi pag medyo spoiler ka, as we all established I am. Pag dumating ako dun sa point na too much, there's really no backing down.
Mm-hmm.
And I search my heart. And there's like, I have no time to give you any more for this shit. Mm-hmm. And it's so clear to me. That's what I'm afraid of. Kasi maganda yung point nyo ni Elle na it's always fresh. No, kumbaga, you fight when you need to fight. Don't let it slide and then have it come up 2 days later in another fight.
Mm-hmm.
Mahirap na yun ayusin eh. Diba? Deal with what's here. So I guess that's one of the things. Yun po ang matututunan nyo kay Monica Francesca.
Oh my goodness.
No, which is great. I don't know. You stumbled upon it. It felt right. And then you both tried it and it paid off.
I think it's because we both feel very uncomfortable. We both know that there's like, let's say there's an argument, there's a big elephant in the room and it's like, we can't act normal. And then I'll bide my time, maybe wait a day. I'll think, how am I going to approach it to him? What am I going to say? And then it just comes out. And then there'll be a fight or whatever, or some words exchanged. But then after, I feel better. It's always just putting myself in a very uncomfortable and awkward situation. Yun. Step in the shit first. Go ahead, Monica. Step in the shit.
But that's it. Kasi that's so uncertain what would happen. You're not assured that it will be okay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But you showed up and did what you really felt. You said what you felt. You had to say something and you did it. Hindi ka nagtago. Hindi ka nag-reserve for yourself. No, there's something's going on. Let's deal with it. I have yet to learn that. Because I let things slide a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Problema, 2 years later, 14 years later.
Yun na yun. Yeah.
Ay.
How about and you, by Jill? That time, compounded na yun. I came across this meme that made me laugh. It said, they say, do not let the sun go down on your anger. Do not sleep angry, right? And then at the bottom, in smaller fonts, we haven't slept in days. Sabalit pa rin sila. Ako, I feel like sometimes, you know, you have to. Like, even if you're angry, you just sleep on it. Kasi mm-hmm. you might have a better perspective or a different perspective the next day. You don't have to try and fix it the time that, you know, it happens because you're emotionally charged. Sometimes it's after a while. For some people, after days pa, lumalabas yung ano eh, yung realization or, you know, things come to light after a few days. Pero natawa lang ako dun sa, we haven't slept in days. Kasi galit pa rin sila.
Kasi alam mo, parang ano, parang porcupine. Kasi ang porcupine, hindi naman nakataas yung quills niyan eh, all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Pero pag in flight mode, in fight mode siya, tataas yun eh. Mm-hmm. Right? You can't hug them at that time.
Right.
You gotta give them space for all the quills to go down.
Calm down.
Defenses down.
But there's also a time that their quills are up, pero not the pokey, injurious stuff. Meron, di ba parang that's their friendly ano din?
Kasi if they want to attack you, they launch those quills too. They can. Pero yon, you ako, that's how I feel. I don't subscribe to the don't go to bed angry. Yes, mm-mm. go to bed angry.
Yeah.
Because you can't force yourself to be okay.
Mm-mm.
What you can do is tell your partner, if kaya nyo, hey, I know we're fighting, but good night.
Yeah, why not?
Yes. Why not?
Why not?
Why that's nice. Not?
Uh-oh.
That's nice. Kasi it takes you out.
Mo muna.
And civil. That's galit so civil.
Ako. Yeah. At galit ako sa'yo ha, pero good night.
I feel that's a very
sweet
human
dreams.
And vulnerable thing to say. And so true.
Yes. Yes. And
I
also
like
humble.
And
in
it's
a humble
very humble.
Way.
Yes.
Yeah. Not in an obvious way, but it is humble.
Yeah.
Good night. Yeah. Don't let the bed bugs bite.
There's a pillow in between you guys.
Uh-oh. Tapos yung kumot sa'yo lang.
Oh.
Hindi. Yung talagang hahatakin mo, galit ke. Manigas ka dyan sa lamig.
Oh, wait, but now I get it. You know, you watch those shows. They're like, you sleep on the sofa tonight. I get it. Like, give me my space. I'll stay in the bedroom. Dyan ka sa labas. Anyway.
Hindi ko yung kayang gawin dito sa bahay ko.
Gosh, good luck to all those people in long-term relationships. I mean, I really, it's crazy, like, that, just that thought, you know, because of so much shared. Yeah, it really does. So, it's because it's just so much shared history. And you've literally built something together, a life together.
My God, may iyak yata ako.
It's hard though. I mean,
it's hard. It's hard.
But it's possible because if it means that both of you will have better lives separately, then all the more. It'll just hurt now.
Yeah.
It'll just hurt in this moment. Sucky, but
you'll get better 13 or 14 years rather than 20 or 25 years.
Yeah, or even just sticking with it. Like forever. You'll be so unhappy.
Yeah. It will be a lackluster relationship.
Yeah. And we all know.
Forced to stay in.
Life is short. We gotta.
It is, isn't it?
Wag, not that short, Delamar.
Hindi, I'm not talking about that.
Okay.
Why do you say that morbid?
Well.
What?
Well,
are you not? Are you not?
No, I am. Atras. Wow, for girls who didn't have anything planned, we sure filled out the hour.
Look at that.
As we always do.
As we always. Fran, nung dalawa lang kami ni Jelly, nakaisang oras pa rin kami.
I know! I loved it!
Kaya
biglang
drop it ba to or full episode?
Very briefly. So, you know, Jude produced it and I had to review it before I uploaded it because that's my practice. And
I was like, oh my gosh, this is how our listeners feel. Na parang talagang I'm eavesdropping in your conversation, and like I always want to like butt in, but I'm gonna write down the notes. Or, and that's what our listeners do, right? They write down their stuff and then they tag us on their stories. And I loved it. So I would go, oh, this is how it is to be an observer and a listener to the podcast. And you guys did a great job. It was so fun.
Thank
Pero
you.
Pero nagulo ako, PAM. Sabi ko, sino ba? Just name them. Di ko ma-follow. Basta.
You but after when we released the episode, now I was like, wow, this is what the pandemic did. It was such a gift because we were always showing up to record an episode. We got to know one another. It felt to me like I never would have thought I would do a radio show with Del. But, you know, like,
wow. You did it.
I did. So it's like, iba talaga yung nagawa ng ano, just recording constantly during the pandemic because all the walls came down and I got to know you better and, you know, basta, I was like, wow, okay. Proud of us.
Proud of you, Jelly. I'm proud of you.
Thank you.
Feeling ko kasi pag dalawa kayo, may mga lalabas na hindi lumalabas pag tatlo, kompleto tayo.
True.
You know what I mean? Like each combination would have like a certain feel to it.
Mm-hmm. So, a different dynamic. Yeah.
You never know. It might happen again. Maybe it's Fran and I or Fran and Jelly.
Uh-oh. Well, yeah, because we don't know where life is going to take us. 50 off, ma'am. 50 off.
But there you go.
All right, there you go. Thank you for just hanging out with us today. I'm glad you are there. We miss you, Jude. We're just going to keep on saying it. And he said, he messaged me during the show. He said, next ep.
Ah, okay.
Just that part. Well, that's it. No smiley face, no period. Next ep. Okay, Sir Jude. And that's
at
a promise.
At least he said next ep. Okay, right? Yay!
So wait up for the next episode. You'll see four squares on your screen. You'll hear four voices. But for now, this is the Eavesdrop. Thanks for hanging. And we'll see you next time.
The views and opinions expressed by the podcast creators, hosts, and guests do not necessarily reflect the official policy and position of Podcast Network Asia. Any content provided by the people on the podcast are of their own opinion and are not intended to malign any religion, ethnic group, club, organization, company, individual, or anyone or anything.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.